Good morning. Well, I hope you were listening to Mr. Fizz, our gardening guru, Jim Fizzell, when he warned us last Monday not to jump the gun and plant our tomatoes too early, because you never know about the weather.
That's a little bit early for those things. Tomatoes really need to be planted by about Memorial Day.
And right on cue, here comes Tom Skilling with four words gardeners don't want to hear.
There's a freeze warning.
That is for overnight tonight, maybe a double dip below freezing tomorrow night. Meanwhile, here's what's hot. Today's Business of Food takes us to the Golden Arches, where McDonald's is turning up the heat on its marketing strategy of partnering with celebrities. When it featured rapper Travis Scott's Quarter Pound Meal, McD sold a lot of Quarter Pounders. Now it's going K-pop with BTS.
The BTS meal will feature a 10-piece chicken McNugget, fries, a Coke, and sweet chili and Cajun dipping sauces that McDonald's says are inspired by popular recipes from its locations in South Korea. The meal will be available in the U.S. as well as 50 countries across six continents, the first signature order to be available across the globe.
That's Kate Rogers of CNBC. No offense to Travis Scott and his fans, but BTS is a much bigger deal and it is a global rollout. The BTS meal goes on sale May 26th. Weather often plays a role in which direction prices at the CME Group are going, and this time it's a drought in Brazil that has some traders pushing corn closer to a $6 close. $5.92 for May futures at the end of yesterday's session. May soybeans were up 16.5 cents. Soy meal also traded higher. Soy oil and wheat were lower. At the Merck, cattle futures were lower. May hogs were down over $3, but June hogs were over $2 higher. Today's Farm to Your Belly feature, a threefer. National Pineapple Upside Down Cake Day, National Cheddar Fries Day, and National Lima Bean Respect Day. I recall hearing that you have to earn respect, not demand it. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.